City. Right. Oh, first I have to introduce myself to this. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, interview with Frank Lobdell. What's the date today? The April 9th at Frank's studio in Palo Alto. I'm the interviewer, Terry St. John, curator of modern painting at the Oakland Museum. Frank, why don't we start at the beginning? You were born in 1921 in Kansas City, Missouri.
And left at an early age, about two, I think, for Minneapolis.
For Minneapolis.
Grew up. Well, except for a brief period when I was in my early teens in Faribault, Minnesota, which is a very, very beautiful, beautiful little town on the Straight River. My father worked in managed a printing plant right on the river.
Commercial printing.
Commercial printing. Been an old one, in fact. It, at one time, the machinery had been powered by a water wheel. Old plant. Spent a lot of time there as a kid. Fascinating place, printing plant. And right across the river were caves. It was a cliff, sandstone cliff, quite high, several hundred feet, sheer, almost sheer, but trails.
Indian caves?
These had been dug into the sandstone. I don't know who had been responsible for them, but on the bluff above the cliff were the state schools for the deaf, feeble-minded, so it was, and there were entrances on that on the bluff that led down into those caves, and there were some of the caves were sewer pipes. At any rate, we spent a lot of time.
As about 12 years old.
12, 13. I think I was. 14 when we returned to Minneapolis.
I was a
freshman in high school, I think.
What sort of student were you? Were you interested in art? Were you?
Not at that time, Terry. More, I had been earlier. And I think because my father worked in the printing plant. Earlier, he had had a small advertising agency in Minneapolis. His partner was, and that had folded during the Depression. And during the Depression, in the early 30s, late 20s, or early 30s, it was very grim. Lost the house and the car.
Your dad did.
Oh yeah, we. And this position in Faribault turned up out of the blue. That was salvation for a time. But at any rate, that connection with the advertising agency and printing, which had qualified him, I guess, for that job in Faribault. At any rate, he always brought home a lot of paper, you know, there was a lot of, and pencils. He did layouts. So so drawing was all kids draw, of course.
Yeah, some draw more than others.
This was probably more than most families. I mean, there was just the material was there. My father's interests.
And he encouraged it.
Oh, sure. Not either. I, as I recall, certainly didn't disc-